Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It is time for the Richmond Market Minute. Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors is back with us. It feels like a world ago since we last spoke. So what do we need to know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we did. We were open for trading an abbreviated day on Friday, John.
Right.
So not anything like a holiday Friday, I guess, for the rest of the shoppers hearing what went on out there. But we did have a decent up day. The Dow was up, almost 40 points. So a fraction of a percent. The NASDAQ got back on a tear. It was up almost 1%. John, I'm looking at futures. We'd look slightly lower right now. Most of the European markets all call them mixed at this point. Asia was mostly lower last night. But even if we have a little bit of a pullback today in the markets, we are looking at a November that is almost unprecedented in its growth. I mean, if you look at what the Dow for the month right now, after touching 30,000, I think the last time you and I chatted, going to be up even if we have a little pullback today, going to be up close to 12% in one month. You have to go all the way back, I think, to late 1987 after we had the crash of 87 to get the Dow having a month like that. Of course, the NASDAQ and the S&P also have been just torrid here. So what I want folks to remember is a couple of things. First off, perfect example of how markets look forward, because the headlines currently about coronavirus really are, I'm not going to say breathtaking, but they certainly look salacious. They look a little scary at first blush, but markets are able to look beyond that because they're already planning on the reopening trade, and it is in full swing literally right now. And so I want people to be mindful of that. John, the other thing we want people to be mindful of is the markets are now convinced we're going to have a vaccine and we are going to be fully immersed in that reopening trade sometime late in the winter or early in the spring. And then valuations will become a question again, because we will have built in a lot of good news. And so folks need to enjoy this rally right now, but I think they need to really be ready for additional bouts of volatility in both directions, particularly as we go into year end. There's going to be a lot of technical factors. There's going to be a lot of tax factors potentially that people need to be aware of. We'll go over those most of this week, but just don't be shocked if we continue to see some of these breathtaking up days, but there can be some breathtaking down days mixed in there, and you need to be ready for that.
Okay, well, buckle up for it. Mike Lavery.
Well, folks should be getting used to this by now. We've had it now for about 8 or 9 months with this great volatility, and it's been more up than down. They just need to keep that in mind.
Right. Hey, Mike, thank you. Mike Lavery, Wells Fargo Advisors. Appreciate it.
Everybody continue to stay well out there.
You too.
Investment product and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC. Member SIPC. This is for informational purposes only. An individual risk tolerance and investment objective must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.